invite you all to stand and raise your palm branches high as we continue with our litany of the palms. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. As we gather for worship, we sing Hosanna. This day is full of hope and promise. On this day, Jesus entered the holy city in triumph. People scattered their cloaks and palm branches in his path. We ask God to bless these palm branches and those who hold them. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them,
"Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately."
This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting,
"Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking,
"Who is this?"
The crowds were saying,
"This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee."
Let us sing our hymn, "All Glory, Laud, and Honor," and we'll sing verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of promise and mercy, In the mystery of the passion of your Son, you offer infinite life to the world. Gather us around the cross of Christ and preserve us until the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now we turn back one page and sing verse 4 of Glory, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Seated.
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What will you give me if I betray him to you?"
They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he began to look for an opportunity to betray him.
We return to God with all our hearts, confessing our sins and our need for forgiveness. We pray, gracious God, we confess that we have turned away from you and from our neighbors and in toward ourselves. We have sought security in possessions and in the place of power in relationships. We have trusted ourselves most of all. Turn us back to you. Forgive our sinfulness and cleanse us from guilt and shame. Guide us on the path of freedom that is your gift to us in Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear for yourselves, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In the waters of baptism, grace abounds for you and for all. God turns to you in love and puts away every sin, every wrong turn, for the sake of Jesus, the one God sent to save the world. Amen. Now may the peace of Christ be with you always. As you finish passing the peace, you may go ahead and be seated as we continue with hearing of the Lord's Supper.
On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying,
"Help us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover."
He said,
"Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'"
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said,
"Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me."
And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "He answered,
'The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born.'"
Judas, who betrayed him, said,
"Surely not I, Rabbi."
He replied,
"You have said so."
While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said,
"Take, eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
All are welcome at the table of the Lord. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Please come. And we'll have communion by intinction. So again, remember to grab a wafer or take a wafer and then either dip it into the wine, which is in this chalice, or grape juice, which is in this chalice. And we also have gluten-free bread. May these gifts of life, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remind you who you are and keep you in God's grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of mercy, we give you thanks for seating us at your table, serving us with the food of eternal life. We who once were dead and are now living, members of your Son, awakened by the breathing of your Spirit, send us out to awaken others to the mystery of your love, which is revealed to all the world in the one who came to give himself away, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts which we receive from your bounty through Jesus Christ our Lord.
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you in Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you."
Jesus said to him,
"Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times.
Peter said to him,
"Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you."
And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them,
"I'm deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me."
And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed,
"My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want."
During our prayers of the people this morning, there'll be a time of silence in which you're welcome to offer your own prayer petitions. There'll also be a time in which you're welcome to lift up names of people you would like to hold in prayer today.
As we enter this Holy Week together, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Let us pray for the church throughout the world, that our sisters and brothers in every land be renewed in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection. Hear us, O God. Let us pray for the fragile gift of creation, that our world's many scars and sufferings find healing in God's mercy. Hear us, O God. Let us pray for the nations of the world, especially where betrayal and injustice reign and God's children perish by the sword of violence. Hear us, O God. Let us pray for those in need, for those who are grieved or distressed, lonely or despairing, ill or in pain. We pray especially for those we name before you now, either silently or out loud. Hear us, O God. Let us pray for those preparing for baptism and for all seeking renewal amid these holy days, that we might all be transformed in Christ's love poured out for the world. Hear us, O God. Let us pray for teachers, students, support staff, and school administrators. Bless all who teach and learn. Guide them in their important work. We pray especially for Mountain View Elementary School and the Ministry of the Safi School Project in Tanzania. Hear us, O God. Let us give thanks for the saints whose faithful witness, even unto death, has given to us the gift of the gospel. Hear us, O God. Gracious and merciful God, we ask that you hear the prayers we offer to you now, those we speak silently within our own hearts, and those we speak out loud.
Bring comfort in times of sadness and sorrow and grief. And today we pray for your comfort upon Kevin Ramsey and his family, upon the death of his mother, Geraldine, upon Larry McGlamory as he grieves the loss of his brother, Bill. Be with them and hold these family close in your care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your loving hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"So could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again he went away for the second time and prayed,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
Again he came and found them sleeping, but their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him."
At once he came up to Jesus and said,
"Greetings, Rabbi,"
and kissed him. Jesus said to him,
"Friend, do what you are here to do."
Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
"Put your sword back in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. You think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?"
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds,
"Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus, so that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said,
"This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'"
The high priest stood up and said,
"Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?"
But Jesus was silent. Then the high priest said to him,
"I put you under oath before the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God."
Jesus said to him,
"You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said,
"He has blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict?"
They answered,
"He deserves death."
Then they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying,
"Prophesy to us, Messiah. Who is it that struck you?"
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said,
"You also were with Jesus the Galilean."
But he denied it before all of them, saying,
"I do not know what you are talking about."
When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders,
"This man was with Jesus of Nazareth."
Again he denied it with an oath,
"I do not know the man."
After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter,
Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you.
Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath.
I do not know the man.
At that moment the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said.
Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
And he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. He said,
I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.
But they said, throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said,
It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money.
After conferring together, they used them to buy the potter's field as a place to bury foreigners. For this reason, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of the one on whom a price had been set, on whom some of the people of Israel had set a price, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
Are you the son of Jews, the king of the Jews?
Jesus said,
You say so.
But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him,
Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?
But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called Messiah?
For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him,
Have nothing to do with that innocent man for today. I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him.
Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them,
Which of the two do you want me to release for you?
And they said,
Barabbas.
Pilate said to them,
Then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?
All of them said,
Let him be crucified.
Then he asked,
Why? What evil has he done?
But they shouted all the more,
Let him be crucified.
So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying,
I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
Then the people as a whole answered, So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene called Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying,
He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusted God, he will deliver him now. If he wants to, for he said, I am God's son.
The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice,
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
That is,
my God, why have you forsaken me?
When some of the bystanders heard it, they said,
This man is calling for Elijah.
At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said,
Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.
Then Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, Many women were also there, looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
Sir, you remember what that impostor said among those still alive. After 3 days I will rise again. Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day.
Pilate said to them,
"You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can."
So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone.
The scripture reading for the day comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Christ Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Holy wisdom, holy word. Please stand in body and spirit for the benediction.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We go from this place remembering Christ's journey of love. We remember his journey to the cross so that we might have life.
Our words and thoughts cannot comprehend his love for us.
We give thanks for the grace of God and proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.